The Stop and Think News Podcast begins now.
Hello, everybody. Joe from Stop and Think News here. Let me fix my camera. I had it up. Sorry about that. Those of you listening on a podcast platform could care less. But anyway, then probably those of you watching are probably like, I could have lived without seeing your ugly mug today. But anyway, so today's show is going to kind of just focus around something going on here in Michigan. It's not necessarily specific to Michigan either. It's happening in other states as well, but since I live in Michigan, I thought I'd report on it because honestly it's the most ridiculous thing and people don't know about this. Like, this has been going on for a while. So first though, I wanted to start out with this story. The media is losing their minds because Trump has a plan to fix illegal immigration. As I'm speaking, I'm kind of readjusting the, let me make it smaller in the background, then it'll be easier to control. There we go. That's a little better. So so they're kind of losing their minds about Trump's plan to curb illegal immigration when he wins. If he wins. I mean, let's face it, I hate to go there, but, you know, our feckless Republicans have done nothing about the issues that we saw in the 2020 election or the 2022 election even. I don't think my governor won. There was an abortion bill that was voted on, and I saw more people against it than for it because it was so extreme here, and it passed. I don't think that happened because it was voted for. And that's fine. I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to have my own opinions on that. A lot of people feel like I feel. And if anybody has a problem with it, then kiss my ass. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. These mass deportations, detention camps, troops on the street. Trump spells out migrant plan. Trump White House 2.0 would mean a vast, legally dubious roundup of up to 11 million people and pit state against state. So Donald Trump is planning to unleash the biggest mass deportation of undocumented migrants in U.S. history should he win re-election in November. This is coming from The Guardian, by the way. Involving legally questionable deployments of military and police units and the creation of a vast detention camps along the southern border. It's not legally questionable whatsoever. These people don't have rights as American citizens. The left likes to push the lie that just because they walked onto U.S. soil, all of a sudden they have the same rights granted to us by the Constitution, which is absolutely untrue. There's literally nothing but emotion driving that false narrative. Detention camps, which have been a thing since Obama. And before, big whoop, military and police. Yeah, we need to do something because what we're doing now isn't working, which is nothing. So Trump has laid out his vision for a record setting deportation operation in a series of rally speeches, newspaper articles, and social media posts. He intends to move swiftly after inauguration day next January to stage mass roundups of immigrants across the country, conducting raids inside big cities where he would face certain Democratic opposition. Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, he'd face certain Democratic opposition, but the people in those areas largely are sick and tired of it at this point. They've already got their own U.S. citizens who are homeless on the streets, and then they're watching as their leaders in these areas are putting these illegals up in five-star hotels and so on, while crime is carried out every night and so on by these same illegals, along with Americans, mind you. Now we've increased the amount of crime, and some are good people, but at the end of the day, the people living in New York and elsewhere are sick and tired of it, the double standard, the double treatment. And that's what we're about to get into on here as well. On day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, Trump said at a campaign rally in Freeland, Michigan on Wednesday. He told his adoring supporters that, which thousands and thousands, that even the media had to report on this, that thousands and thousands of people showed up to this. He told his adoring supporters that immigrants were coming in by the millions from foreign prisons and insane asylums, leading to the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of American suburbs, cities, and towns. Immigration experts say that the deportation plans for a Trump White House 2.0 dwarf anything previously seen, both in scale and in the intensity of former president's determination to run roughshod over illegal guardrails. There are no legal guardrails. There are people who are protecting the illegals, citing BS laws that don't apply in this, kind of like with Trump and the RICO charges and stuff, you know, just citing BS laws, applying them where they think they need to be in regards to these illegals, and they don't apply. And the Supreme Court would say the same. He attempted workplace raids during his 2016 presidential term, but they were largely stymied by the courts. And by stymied in the courts, it wasn't because he was wrong by doing that. It was that Democrats kept taking him to court, and then it would get stuck in the courts. It would literally get swamped in the swamp, if you could say. And so therefore, since it was taken to court and going nowhere fast, and depending on the judge, of course, we've got the Soros judges and so on. I know if you're a lefty, listen to this, you're like, oh, you can look it up. They exist. They're all over the country, and it's disgusting. This time, we need to take Trump at his word. David Leopold, a former president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, which shouldn't exist. Well, I guess it should exist for legal immigrants. When he talks about mass deportation in boxcars or busloads or planes or whatever, that's what he's going to do. Damn right, and he should. Stephen Miller, Trump's former senior White House policy advisor and hardline immigration guru, who is likely to be central in a second term, told the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, Waterhead Charlie Kirk, in a podcast interview that the plans were going to be pushed through. I want everybody to understand this is going to happen. If President Trump is back in the Oval Office in January, this is going to commence immediately. In an interview with Time magazine this week, Trump emphasized the speed was critical to his strategy for removing many of the elite. Of course it is. And here's why. Because he knows they're going to try to take him to court. Wrongfully, again, they're going to try to, for lack of a better term, cockblock him on everything that he does. Because we haven't cleaned anything up. These dumb lefties keep supposedly voting these left-wing nutcases into office. And they're going to do whatever they can to stop the Trump agenda, even though the masses agree with what he's about to do. If he wins, we still haven't fixed the election system. So there's that. We're going to be moving them out as soon as we get to it, he said. Okay, that sounds a lot different than right away. As soon as we get to it, like, that sounds like, yeah, when we get to it. Anyway, to skirt around due process laws protecting asylum seekers, Trump has said he will invoke the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, good, which allow, and they can't say, oh, that's an outdated law, because they're using old-ass laws against him that don't even apply to his situation. Like for January 6th, for example. So they tried to use old-ass shit to keep him off the ballot that didn't have anything to do with anything. Because, for one, we all know, he didn't do what they accused him of on January 6th, because the video is out there. And if you don't believe me, you can actually find the video of him saying, go peacefully, blah, 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 have your voices heard. He doesn't say go and break windows, Antifa, and other bad actors who did that and got called out during the whole event. It's on video as well. These are all things that they like to conveniently ignore, though, which allows for summary deportation of any non-citizen from a foreign enemy country. He says he will apply the provision in the first instance against known or suspected gang members, drug dealers, and cartel members. In other words, animals, which we're not allowed to label as animals because, you know, everybody's God's children. Yeah, the people who dismember children, literally, and women, and do awful things to families because they're in their way. Some of these for Satan. There was just a case that happened recently where they sacrificed some girl to Satan, MS-13. Immigration experts fear that such summary removals could ensnare U.S. citizens in the dragnet. No. Trump will have his agents remove people, then ask questions later. If somebody looks like they are redocumented, meaning they have a brown or black skin, oh my God, here we go, or speak with an accent, they could be included irrespective of their citizenship, Leopold warned. That is absolutely ridiculous. This is the type of fear-mongering that the left likes to push. They like to say things like this for the shock factor because they know it'll keep the mindless NPCs who are still kind of on the fence or in the middle or on the left worried about their little social justice issues. Mass deportation would form the centerpiece of a Trump second term. It aligns with other aspects of his vision for the 47th presidency, which promises to be more ruthless, radical, and revenge-laden than any administration in modern times. Good, because that's what we just sat through 4 years of, is revenge-laden bullshit. We're still going through it. And it is all because they are upset that Trump goes against their own agendas. And guess what? What's good for the goose? This is why they're so scared to keep him from office this time. Because they know, not only does he probably want revenge, they know that we want him to get revenge for all of these things. And that scares the hell out of them. The former president will be counting on the rightward shift in the federal judiciary, which he affected when he was in was last in the White House. It's not really a rightward shift. Even some of these Trump judges are useless, honestly. I mean, that right there is hype, in my opinion. Over the 4 years of his presidential term, he placed more than 200 judges, and it has gotten him nowhere so far, on the bench, and succeeded in transforming the U.S. Supreme Court into a right-wing bastion. I mean, not really. The Supreme Court is now more constitutional than it was, but I've seen them rule on things where didn't really apply to the Constitution per se, that I didn't really agree with their stance on. So good. Nice talking point, but not true. With Trump and his team setting their sights on deporting more than a million people each year, the operation would inevitably require major infrastructure, including new detention camps. Miller said that a large-scale staging grounds would be constructed near the border, probably in Texas. You create this efficiency by having these standing facilities where planes are moving off the runway constantly, probably military aircraft, Miller told Kirk. Flesh has been placed on the bones of Trump's immigration plans by Project 2025, a presidential transition operation spearheaded by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation that is compiled by a 920-page policy review aiming to institutionalize Trumpism by its calculations, common sense, for the most part. I don't agree with everything Trump does. For the most part, by its calculations, the daily number of beds in the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE detention centers would need to rise from the current 34,000 to more than 100,000. Yeah, of course, because we've literally been flooded by this current resident in office right now. ICE itself should be given free rein to carry out civil arrests, detention, and removal of immigration violators anywhere in the United States without warrant where appropriate. Correct. Yes, there should be no need for a warrant. These people aren't protected by any of our laws. They're not naturalized citizens. They're not born here. They literally broke their first act in this country was to break our immigration law. Break a law. That was their first act. But they're running from climate change and trouble in their own country. Guess what? There's people in the projects right now in many of our big cities who are living in abject poverty, and they're struggling to get by. They're dealing with gang violence as well. And meanwhile, these illegals are being put in five-star hotels. So go fuck yourself if that's your attitude. Sorry, I'm not pulling any punches here. Project 2025 says emphasis on the original. The Trump campaign has stressed that outside groups like Heritage do not speak for the former president, but the policies contained in the review hew closely to his intentions and are likely to provide future foundations for administration policy. And that's good. I don't need to read the rest of this article. I mean, we all know these things. Some of us listen to Trump speeches to try to, you know, keep up on, you know, any new changes or whatever that he may have. If you don't, you're missing out. He's a funny guy. You should probably, you know, give it a try, give it a listen. Simply because, A, it's entertaining, and B, it just, you know, you need to know what the guy you're going to vote for is saying he wants to do, right? I mean, doesn't that make sense? We're supposed to be smarter than the left. We're supposed to be better than the left. We're supposed to be more educated on politics and on the world than the left. But if you don't even watch a Trump speech every three or something, you're kind of not doing that, are you? You're kind of just saying, I'm voting for Trump no matter what. What if he comes out and says he's going to ban this gun or something? I'm not saying he will, and I don't think he will, but I'm just saying, you should probably know these types of things, right? You should know what his plans are. I shouldn't be the one to be reading this to you. If you didn't know any of this and you planned on voting for Trump, that's an issue, right? Like, you should have known that.
Tips with Chris.
One second here. Sorry about that. I'm looking for another video that I thought of adding, and I need to go to my history.
Tips with Chris.
And it's not doing it for me. So let me get that loaded up really quick. But yeah, I mean, honestly, there's literally no excuse to not know Trump's plans. And like I said, you got to keep up on these types of things. I don't know if I'm going to find the video, unfortunately. It's pretty annoying, actually, that I'm not going to be able to find it because it's from yesterday. Let me just do a quick search for it, y'all. I'm sorry about that, but I just feel like this is an important one. So let me find that. So in this country, he's got a video about dinks. That's a whole nother show right there. I'm not even going to lie. Ugh. In this particular climate right now, what we're seeing is, how do I put this? So what we're seeing is unrest, but it's not unrest, natural unrest, right? We've already established that Soros is funding these places and colleges, these groups and colleges that are, or at least some of them, that are not even largely, for the most part, college students. They're outsiders, right, that come to the college and so on. We saw a lot of this during Trump's presidency, you know, with the Antifa and the BLM or whatever. There'd be a rally or a protest, and all of a sudden all these people would show up, and you're like, where did they come from? You know what I mean? So I think I found the video. I'm gonna put it up.
They denied it for the best part of a year, but now it's in the pipeline.
The Biden administration is
No, this isn't the one. Dang it, man.
We have a
Yeah.
They
never
denied
mind.
It
I'm
for
not
the
even
best.
Gonna try. Anyway, the video that I was going to show you was about, it was from PJW, Paul Joseph Watson, and it shows the fact that the GOP has passed legislation that basically censors free speech. Oh, I know how I can find it, y'all. It's in my Telegram. See, even my Telegram is useful to me as well. See there? I do things that are useful and smart sometimes. But I want to say this without... You know what? I don't care. Why do I care? I don't care. If you get offended by this, I'm sorry. I'm not going to worry about offending people. I never have before. I don't think I'm going to start today. So this video needs to be seen. I need to play this on my podcast because it's something I said before, and I noticed that podcast is gone, actually, from my Podbean. I'm pretty sure somebody removed it that wasn't me. And it pertained to Israel and so on, and their beliefs system, their Bible, and so on. I got a little bit of hate in my Telegram chat, actually, from that. There was people that refused to listen to it because you've been programmed so well to believe that Israel is our greatest ally and that, you know, protected class and God's chosen people, even though they killed Jesus. But let's play this because I feel like
Congress
it's kind of important. So here we go. Let me just play this real
quick. Did the U.S. Congress actually just pass a bill that outlaws criticism of Israel? Even reading Bible passages. Is this the most egregious violation of the First Amendment we've ever witnessed? It's called the anti-Semitism.
I want to go back to that. Those of you who couldn't see, who can't see the screen, this is the vote on this bill. And there were 187 Republicans who voted yay, 21 who voted nay. Democrats, there was 133-70 who voted nay. Democrats were smarter on this than Republicans. We can get into that on another show. I have an entire list of Congress members who have taken money from AIPAC, the Israel lobby, which shouldn't exist within our borders, which shouldn't exist in our United States, that pays these senators to do their own bidding, just like any other lobby. Unsure if other countries have lobbies as well. I'd be interested to know if maybe Ukraine has a lobby in this country. But yeah, so 187 yays from the Republican Party on a bill that is literally anti-free speech. So,
violation of the First Amendment we've ever witnessed. It's called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. But how does it define anti-Semitism? Surely with a law of this magnitude, it would tell you in the actual bill, right? It doesn't tell you in the actual bill. Instead, it defers to definitions created by a group called the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And this is where it gets interesting. According to their definitions, anti-Semitism includes applying double standards by requiring Israel to behave in a way not expected from other democratic nations, and comparing Israeli policy to that of the Nazis. Right, so criticizing Israel. It gets more...
You're not allowed to criticize Israel, and I'm going to have a whole show where I do that, because come and get me, I guess. We're losing our minds. This is insanity. This is truly insanity. You know, Israel sterilizes certain people that they allow to migrate to their country. You can look this up. It's been verified. It's true. Force sterilizes, forces them to take shots so that they don't reproduce within their borders, but they allow them in, right? Could you imagine if the United States was like, no, you know what? We'll let all these illegals stay, but we're gonna force sterilize them. We're basically going to give them the shot against their will. And that way they don't reproduce within our borders. There won't be any anchor babies, so to speak. Could you imagine if it was America doing that? But Israel gets to do it. You're not allowed to say nothing now. Not allowed to talk about it. You can look it up. There is ample evidence that it's true.
Disturbing when you learn that the IHRA, the group behind these definitions, has routinely been accused of conflating legitimate criticism of Israel or Zionism with anti-Semitism. Outlawed speech will include claims about Jews killing Jesus. So, Bible passages then.
And despite the rewritten narratives of the Bible that you hear from these fake preachers and from people who don't actually read the Bible but claim to be religious, the Bible does say that the Jews killed Jesus. Revisionist history will not change what the Bible originally said. He's going to cite the passages for you. You can see if they change it in your Bible or not.
You're talking about none of that stuff's in the Bible? Yeah. It is, though, isn't it? In the letters of Paul, which are regarded by historians as the oldest works in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15, the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus. Similar claims feature prominently in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and specifically within the best-known Gospel, Matthew 26:57-68, where the Jewish high priest concludes that Jesus is guilty of blasphemy and asks the Jewish council what the penalty should be. They answered, he deserves death. This is all from a Jewish website, by the way. Now, I'm no religious scholar, but this isn't about whether the Romans or the Jews killed Jesus. It's about whether this anti-Semitism bill will outlaw Bible passages. And since their definition of anti-Semitism is claiming that Jews killed Jesus, and since such claims are definitely in the Bible, we can only conclude that yes. Yes, it will. A bad day for America's Judeo-Christian values, given that the former is banning key texts from the latter. Oh yeah, and if claims about Jews killing Jesus are set to become hate speech, they might have to ban the Talmud, because it's in there too. In Sanhedrin of the Babylonian Talmud, it says, Jesus was put to death by a Jewish court for the crimes of sorcery and sedition. And similar claims also appear in popular Jewish folk literature. Other definitions of anti-Semitism, which under this new law will become illegal, include talking about Jewish power interests controlling the media, government, or economy.
I can do you one solid thing right now, just from something that I did yesterday. I can do it right now. I can show you right now. Just let me, I'm loading up this document. There it is. And this is from also from a Jewish website, and we'll get back to Paul Joseph Watson. And this is just one example. I want you to know this is just one example. This is from the Jewish Virtual Library, okay? All right, we're looking at it right now. This is Jews in America, prominent companies founded by American Jews, okay? All right, you don't think that all the woke companies There's no connection for you. Goldman Sachs, H&R Block, Oracle, Haagen-Dazs, Hasbro, Google, Facebook, Estee Lauder, Dunkin' Donuts, Ben & Jerry's, the wokest company you can get, Baskin-Robbins, Snapple, Starbucks, which was the reason I even looked this up to begin with. This is from JewishVirtualLibrary.org. This isn't from, you know, KillTheJews.com or some bullshit site, right? This is literally them telling you that, yes, they own pretty much every big name that you can think of. And this isn't the whole list, I promise you. This is just what they're showing you. Snapple, Toys R Us, Warner Brothers, DreamWorks, Slim Fast, Calvin Klein, Dell. All right? All right? That's some of the big names, right? And that's not all of them. I can do a whole show on this. I can go, we'll look at banks. You want to look at banks? That'll be one of the shows. So, yeah, you're not allowed to talk about that, though, but they tell you right there on their own website that is the case. And most of the woke companies, if it wasn't started by a Jewish person, it's being run by a CEO who is most likely a Jewish person, and they're doing PC things because it's different for our country than it is in their country, right?
Israel racist. Yes, that's actually in there. And accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations.
If I speak, I am in big trouble.
All of that will be outlawed. It will be illegal to say it in America. And you won't just get a slap on the wrist. You'll be federally prosecuted. Businesses and educational institutions will be hit
Bring
with crippling
on.
Sanctions. This is literally the imposition of European-style hate speech laws in the United States. Now do you see why so many conservatives are up in arms about it? It's a question I've heard so many times before. Paul, you're nearly pushing middle age. All right, rude. How come you look 10 years younger than you are? Only 10? Well, it's not once in protecting your skin from the sun. Take my word. Answering this off for life. Just a silicon bin. Ooh. Republicans voted against this. Republican. Skincare journey today. Only 21 Republicans voted against this bill, with Thomas Massie being one of its chief critics, as well as MTG, who said the bill could lead to the arrest of Christians who believe the gospel that says Jesus was handed over to Herod to be crucified by the Jews. Matt Gaetz said the gospel itself would meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms of this bill. Imagine if Marjorie Taylor Greene had introduced an anti-whiteism bill or an anti-Christianism bill. She'd be laughed out of town. Federal law already prohibits anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment, so why the need for this new law? And why are they deferring to all these weird, sweeping new definitions of anti-Semitism created by this shadowy internationalist NGO? Why does an organization which isn't even based in America and works with the UN, the Council of Europe, and the EU get to decide what words come out of Americans' mouths?
We dare to stand up and say we don't believe in thought police. We don't believe that a bill should be brought to the floor of the United States House of Representatives,
good on
having
Chip
not
Roy
gone
too.
Through committee, that has a reference in it to international organizations' definitions, literally in the statute, and then taking that international organization's definition, and then literally in the statute, representing and referencing the examples of anti-Semitic behavior.
Incredible how these two parties can't find common ground on anything except the need to send money to Ukraine and make criticizing Israel a crime. One person who's been noticeably reticent to criticize or even talk about the bill is Ben Shapiro, but not so much his Daily Wire colleague Matt Walsh, who might be asking Candace Owens to hold the exit door open for him before too long. Right. The vast majority of Republicans just voted for a bill to criminalize criticisms of the Israeli government. If the bill passes, you will be guilty of hate speech if you apply double standards to the government of Israel or accuse it of genocide. This is honestly one of the most insane pieces of legislation I've ever seen. Michael Knowles expressed similar views. At this rate, the Daily Wire is going to end up seeing more staff clear their desks than Lehman Brothers employees back in 2008. Apparently, though, if you oppose the banning of criticism of Israel or Bible passages, you're basically in league with these people.
Over 30,000 dead!
Hey, right-wing anti-Semites, are you okay? Haven't seen you around lately. It must be crushing to realize that you're on the side of the sick pronoun people and everyone in the West you think you represent is against you. Hopefully you learn from this and start to support Israel. Retweeted by Ben Shapiro. So, according to this galaxy brain logic, if you don't gleefully endorse sending billions upon billions of your hard-earned cash to help fuel Israel's endless wars, if you don't support hate speech laws, which basically outlaw criticism of Israel, if you don't get fully behind legislation that authorizes federal prosecution for reciting Bible passages, you're a woke, shitlib, pro-Palestine, pro-BLM, far-leftist, anti-Semite who hates America.
And it's like I keep saying, I'm good with being, you know what? There are so many people on the right that agree with what I feel about Israel, Palestine, where we're either, we don't care, we don't think this should be even discussed in this country. We're tired of our country playing world police, world Karen, getting our noses involved in everything, but we always do it with Israel, don't we? Meanwhile, you come over here and pay attention to who writes the woke articles. Pay attention to the last names and stuff. They actually had a little plugin you could have for your browser where it would put brackets around the names and point it out for you, but they banned it because it was showing people too much. Just saying, they push this degenerate agenda here, just like they did in Germany. That's a whole nother show. And we're not allowed to talk about it. Well, we can talk about it now, which is why I'm going to do that show sooner than later. And they can come after me if they'd like to. I don't care. Take me to court. But I'm not going to be silenced on what I feel. Okay? I don't support Palestine. I don't really align with anything other than agree with people who say, you know, hey, you know, Israel should just leave Palestine alone. If they leave Palestine alone, maybe Palestine will leave Israel alone. You know, shit like that. Nobody cares. There's a lot of right-wingers that don't think Israel's in the right. I'm just saying they're just too scared to talk about it because they don't want to lose their jobs. What, are you going to come steal my farmland from me? Well, maybe. Maybe you will. But at the end of the day, I'm not. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
So there you have it. That's from Paul Joseph Watson. And yeah, so your lovely, you know, supposedly on the side of common sense, free speech, GOP, which combined into GOP is conservatives and Republicans both, and mass passed that. And we'll see what happens with it. I'm 100% sure that bill will be taken to the Supreme Court one way or another. And like I said, I plan on doing another show since the other one got taken down. We'll see if it stays up. Don't care. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, right? It's America. So let's see. Now, next, I have for you this particular incident that occurred here in Michigan. And this is where we'll close the show. There's, I got 5 tabs open here, and I'm going to use some of the other tabs in alignment with this 9-minute, 5-second video. This is from Black and White Network. I've played a couple things from him on here before. Illegal aliens in Michigan storm the state capitol, make insane demands for driver's licenses. And I'm going to show you why this isn't so insane for Michigan, along with, we'll watch this video together.
Well, guys, I'm very, very concerned about the future of this country. The Democrats, man, are hell-bent on trying to destroy this country. Now, Republicans are just, let's just call it what it is. They're just too weak, man. They're too weak. It's pretty pathetic, man, that...
He's not wrong. And if it hurts your feelings to hear that, you're the one with the problem. Like we just discussed, they just passed an anti-free speech bill. In the House, I don't know that it'll make it through the Senate. I think it has to go through the Senate too, right? And then we have them voting on that. We have them voting on the warrantless spying of Americans Act thing. The list is long. There's so many things they voted on this year that go against everything they should supposedly stand for.
That the Republicans really are that weak. I guess you could say the party is a controlled opposition. That's pretty much it. But in a way, they kind of really agree with what the Democrats actually want. The Democrats, man, are globalists, man. They are radicals. When it comes to this country, man, the United States of America, the laws are for us. The Constitution is for us. When illegal aliens come into this country and start making demands, oh boy, that's a major problem right there. First off, you broke the law by coming into this country illegally.
Just said that earlier.
But astonishing, man, Democrats in blue states, they want that. They don't care. I mean, they want these people to jump the line and take away your resources, man. It is sickening. Now, in Michigan, Michigan is a swing state, but they actually have, I believe, a Democrat governor. These illegal aliens out there, man, this video is going to blow your mind, man.
No, not mine.
I mean, maybe this yours. Video is going to blow your mind. They don't even hide the fact that they're illegal. These people actually storm into the Capitol. Illegal aliens stormed into the Capitol and started making demands.
Now, keep in mind, back during COVID, right-wing Michigan protesters who were protesting against restrictions and lockdowns because they were costing them their jobs, their businesses. We weren't allowed to buy seeds in some cases. I know our local store here was like, yeah, fuck that, and they sold them anyway. The governor had required that stores section off seeds and gardening centers because, you know, being outside in the open air, where by all accounts was the best place to be if, you know, to not catch the flu, was to be. She made sure there were, you guys remember it, I don't have to run through it, but they were removed physically from the state capitol. These people were not. Now, mind you, the people that were protesting back during COVID were U.S. citizens.
I don't believe none of these people were arrested, man. They're breaking the law by being in this country. But oh no, nothing is happening to them. But hey, if you actually walk into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, poke your head in, oh no, we're going to lock you in solitary confinement. But if you are an illegal alien, oh, it's perfectly okay, right? Something's wrong, guys. Something's
kinda like,
definitely wrong.
Kind of like with the hotel thing. If you're a homeless American, you're fucked. Screw you. Literally during Christmas, Thanksgiving period, there were homeless people and people in need who would go to these pantries and stuff. And you probably remember this, but just this past year, who were fighting for goods from these places with illegals who were doubling up. They were caught doubling up. And they're still doing it at some of these places. I just watched a video about them doing it again. They're sending in other members of their pack, let's say, who go in and they get more. And they pretty much clean the place out. And then U.S. citizens are screwed. If you're a leftist who cheers this behavior and you think this is great and wonderful and, oh, you know, heartstrings bullshit, why don't you leave with them when they're deported? Because you're an idiot. We don't need people like you here. You don't think logically. And you're a moron. I'm sorry. There's no other way to describe you other than a moron.
Let's get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. Look at this, guys. Illegal aliens storm Michigan Capitol to demand driver's licenses. What? This is insane, man. This is really insane. But this is what the left wants, man. Illegal aliens. All right. Criminals.
Let me get to the video part that he plays. I'm sorry. Gets the video loaded up here in a second. I
do. These people are speaking in Spanish and in English. Let's roll it. Wow. Illegals. going into the state capitol, making demands. These people, man, should not have any constitutional rights. Actually, they don't. But it doesn't matter, man. Democrats just ignore the Constitution anyway, man.
All right. So that was, again, that was from Black and White Network. Credit to him. I couldn't find that exact video anywhere. I don't know where he found that. Looks like he downloaded it, maybe. I don't know. But for those of you who are like, wow, Michigan's really, you know, really falling hard into, you know, whatever. Some of us aren't shocked by this, because we'll start here for you. This is from 9 years ago, you know, when Obama was president. I think, right? 9 years ago. It was right at the end of Obama's term. And you remember that DACA was a big thing under his term. All these, you know, all these illegals that have been here and they deserve to be citizens and so on. Anchor babies, so on, as they call them. This is from 9 years ago from NLive. Michigan Capitol DACA driver's license rally.
No human is illegal.
No human is illegal.
No human is illegal.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing that they scream, is that no human is illegal. And to some degree, they're correct. Humans aren't illegal. The act of coming into another country without following its laws to get here is illegal. So that makes you illegal. Kind of like if you're a rapist on the run, you're an illegal to some degree. Now, if you were born here, you have rights. You have the right to a fair, free and fair trial and a jury of your peers and so on. I don't know how they'd find other rapists. But yeah, so you have a right to these specific things because you are a naturalized or a legally born citizen of the United States. That is the most disingenuous chant that one could make. It's another one of those heartstrings, bullshit, emotion, nonsense arguments. And I noticed this crowd is slightly bigger than the one that we had, I think it was Wednesday, that happened from that last video. I noticed that the crowds are shrinking a little bit because I think they've caught on to the fact that illegal immigration is not as popular as it once was, even on the left, because especially in the big cities, leftists are feeling the heat for their leaders bravely declaring sanctuary status in their states or cities or both. When Trump was president and was controlling the border, it was easy to do that. Now that you have a president who isn't controlling the borders, you're overrun and you're upset and your resources are being taken. You're on display daily. You're watching them leave five-star hotels in comfort and nice clothes. They're getting handed cards in some cities to spend money that you wish you had. They're even figuring out a way to game the system and do deliveries for money on top of getting that. And they're not paying taxes on that, because if they were, they'd be legal and they'd have a Social Security number. Now, granted, some of these people, you know, there's Social Security card fraud they use to get in the country and stuff, but that's a whole nother story.
No human is illegal.
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 Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
And they're right. That is what democracy looks like. Banana republics, flooded borders, trying to lock up and jail your political rivals. Gender weirdness being shoved into our children's faces in school, women having their legs broken in two places in sports and so on by men, little girls having to see men's genitalia when they go into a locker room because, you know, we have to be inclusive. This is exactly what democracy looks like. Madness. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We were supposed to be. We've kind of lost aim on that and, you know, the same people who attack the Constitution and say that it's an outdated or even sometimes a living document that should be revisited and changed and altered and so on. Those are the people that you want to watch out for. The communists had a plan to take over America. It was taking over our churches, our entertainment, our children's minds, our schools, and our government. And we have seen all of those things listed happen. They're happening now. They've been happening for a while. We have literally people who are socialist communists in government now. We have teachers who are that, teaching our kids now. We have churches. One of the churches, one of the denominations of churches, they just voted on, you know, pro-LGBTQ stances that they all now have to adopt if they want to stay a church. I don't really have to play much more than this, but you can see they go into the Capitol, no issues. They're flooding the hallway, screaming and hollering. We got a little couple looking white dudes there. The wives are probably out with other men while they're marching with illegals. So that's that. Now, this is 2 years ago, okay? Governor Whitmer supports driver's license for undocumented immigrants.
First at 10, a driver's license debate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is supporting a change to issue licenses to undocumented immigrants.
She made the bombshell announcement in an interview with a nonpartisan group that fights for immigrant rights.
We want to know what you think. Should
nonpartisan
the state go through
ass.
With this? You can go to WXYZ.com/vote. To weigh in right now.
7 Action News reporter Rudy Harper spoke with members from the group and joins us now live with more. Rudy.
Well, guys, the group is known as COSECHA. A member of that group was with the governor at a debate watch party and prepped with that question beforehand. Would the governor allow undocumented immigrants access to driver's licenses? Here's her response.
We need to ensure that everyone's got a path to getting a license so that they've got identification. And that's something that's important to me. It's important to our economy.
If they have identification, they can vote. That's something that's important to her. We'll listen to what she has to say.
It's important to the people of Michigan.
It's not important to the people of Michigan. Let's check comments here. This lady here, Joanne Buck Buchanan, she says, LOL, no. Being more accommodating, this is from M33700, 4 years ago. This was from 4 years ago. My bad, guys. I think I said 2 years ago. Being more accommodating seems counterintuitive for those with illegal status. It's policies like this and others that contribute to people risking their lives trying to cross the border. See? And then this guy's just like, MAGA. I'd rather raise the amount of people we let in legally and reform the system we use and also hire more personnel to help speed up the process. The wall won't be needed. The wall will be needed, sir. See this big fat head of his? That is the type of thinking that gets you, like, nowhere. This is the General Zubas. That's false. That's completely false. The wall would be needed because even if you do these things that he said, raising the personnel, speed in the process, blah, 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 that would be for legally entering the country. There are people that are always going to try to enter the country illegally because it's just easier. Costs money, usually less than it costs to come legally, sometimes more, even, just depending on which route they choose to take. If memory serves me correctly, when you get a driver's license, you are automatically registered to vote. Translation illegals will be able to, boom, there you go. Don't worry. She's giving them homes with our tax dollars, too. This was from 2 weeks ago. And they're right. How are our roads doing? The worst governor ever. And then this person just said, Lord. You can see how popular this actually is in Michigan, but they keep winning on their policies somehow. I'm just saying. It's a little odd to me how that keeps happening. I'm sure it's totally above board. Now, this one is the one that is from 2 years ago. Group touring Michigan pushes for undocumented immigrant driving rights. So here we go. Let me play this one for you. I don't know how long this is. I didn't check, but
the Michigan chapter of Movimiento COSECHA, a national movement dedicated to fighting for the rights of undocumented people in the U.S., is organizing marches now throughout West Michigan. News 8's Ruben Juarez was there for a gathering in Grand Rapids and has more.
They found
on their
a Mexican
efforts.
Guy Ruben. To report on it. That's
hey, cool. Brian Cosecha, Michigan organizers are calling on state legislators to advance talks regarding driver's licenses for undocumented people. Prior to 2008, anyone in Michigan, regardless of legal status, was eligible for a driver's license.
I bet a lot of people didn't know that either.
With an assortment of signs, the immigrants and allies hit the streets
and allies
calling for change.
Allies
fighting to reinstate the right to drive without fear.
You should be able to enter the country illegally, and then you should be granted the right to drive without fear. No, you should not. No, you should not. You should, in fact, be living in fear every second of your fucking life in this country if you came the wrong way. I'm sorry. That's the way it should be, just like it is in any other country, including Mexico, including pretty much every other country. Hell, what did we just talk about with Israel? They sterilize their immigrants, even legal ones.
Currently in Michigan, you need to provide proof of U.S. citizenship or immigration status to be
this
eligible
is 2 years
for drivers.
Ago. So what? That'd be 2022. These bitches are still wearing masks because they don't want people to see their faces.
License or state ID. Hema Lowe, an organizer at Cosecha, Michigan, says current rules put immigrants at a disadvantage when they get behind the wheel.
Driving with no license, you just get a ticket, you pay your fine. Not with the immigrants. The immigrants, it's a fear or family separation and deportation.
And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it should be. Let's check out comments. Samim says, Movimiento Cosecha is ridiculous. No special treatment should be allowed for the undocumented. The law is the law. Illegal to be in the country, but legally able to drive. Like, oh, you're breaking the law, but that's okay. Here's a driver's license. Ridiculous is the next comment. I support your cause. Keep pushing. We'll donate to Cosecha ASAP from Meep 2253. Tona6G72 says, this makes me sick. Jennifer Poland, this is complete BS. Go home. Very popular. Those are all the comments, literally all the comments, I guess. It says 13, though, and I only see, what, six? Weird. That's from 2 years ago, and we'll just hit this last one up really quick. This also from 2 years ago. Bill would allow Michigan residents to obtain state ID, driver's license, regardless of immigration.
The new legislation in Lansing would allow immigrants to obtain state ID cards or driver's license regardless of their immigration status.
Grand Rapids State Senator Winnie Brinks and a lawmaker from Detroit introduced a package.
I'm sorry, I got a pipe up here. The lady on the right, for those of you who can't see, she reminds me of that one weird, creepy puppet from Mr. Rogers. Moving on.
Bills today. If approved, anyone living in Michigan who meets the definition of having a residence in the state would qualify. It would include people who are unable to prove they are in the country legally. The bills would reverse changes made in 2008. 16 other states already have similar laws on the book.
You heard it. Like I said, 16 other states already have those laws on the books. Now, Biden's flood of the country is not just for the voting reasons or purposes that a lot of people think that's the only reason. It's literally not the only reason. Sorry, I just turned on the outro song from the last show at the bottom, so just disregard that. But at the end of the day, yeah, the Democrats, that is one of the reasons that they're doing that, aside from the trafficking aspect of it, and Republicans, don't get me wrong, and the free work and so on. You know, you always hear, the reason we need illegals or work visas and so on is because Americans won't do the jobs that these illegals do. And that's absolutely not true. The difference is that Americans won't do the jobs, the hard labor that is required on these farms and so on for pennies, which illegals will come into the country because our money's worth more than theirs. In most cases, that's going to end quickly soon, as long as Biden stays in charge. So they'll come here and they'll take the lesser pay and they'll do the job. And they'll send the money back home, and they've just made bank at home. They go home at the end of the season, and they are sitting pretty to some degree, you know, as long as their family's doing the right thing with it. But, yeah, that is another fallacy, It's not that Americans won't do the work. They, the farmers, the companies, and so on, don't want to pay Americans what that value of that hard, hot sun work, you know, backbreaking work is worth in America. So they rely on people who come here and take the money, the least amount of money. So don't tell me that Americans aren't willing to do the work when there are plenty of Americans that would do the work if they paid them properly. The left will use that argument. The same people who say that McDonald's doesn't pay properly. Now they're being forced to pay $20 an hour to people for a starter high school job. That's more than people in the medical industry in some states make. We discussed this on the Ben and Joe show, which we're doing tomorrow with a special guest. That's where the guest is going to show up, by the way. So anyway, guys, that's really this show for you. I do have a couple special shows coming up that won't really involve the news. They'll just be on a couple topics. I'm kind of organizing everything for them. It takes a minute for me, especially this time of year where I'm also trying to get gardens around. I just spent probably 2 hours out there. It was warm today out there tilling and so on with the little mini tiller because my big one needs a pin. I got to find the pin that holds the tiller part up higher because it just stalls. I don't get paid enough to do that kind of work. So maybe I should hire some Mexicans, right? Anyway, until next time, guys, be safe, be prepared. Just don't be a jerk about it. And I will talk to you very, very soon.